Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and a welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Big Thinkers Academy of Professional Development. Their mission is to maximize human potential, and they're launching November 1st, 2011. Please visit them at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure-earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to inspire and encourage you, the listener, and second, we must promote, edify, and acknowledge and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. Today is another fabulous Monday, October the 10th, 2011. And, you know, I really hope that you are as excited about your future as I am, because trust me, it is extremely bright. You know, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so go and spread the good news. I got a quick question. Have you all heard about the Small Business Saturday that's been happening? Well, Small Business Saturday is a national initiative that declares a day to support the local businesses that create jobs, they boost the economy, preserve neighborhoods around the country. You know, first you heard about the Black Friday, then we heard about Cyber Monday. Now we are proud to announce Small Business Saturday. This is an event that drives shoppers to local, independently owned merchants. The inaugural Small Business Saturday was created last year in 2010 by the founding sponsor, American Express, and they were able to galvanize support across the U.S. and more than 1.5 million Facebook users, 130 small businesses, small business advocate groups, public and private organizations, and government leaders joined in this initiative. So we are pleased to invite you to participate in the second annual Small Business Saturday, a day to rally for the local businesses. Yes, the ones we love. So please, please join Wealthy Sisters and the Professional Black Woman as we support this phenomenal initiative. Go to facebook.com/Small Business Saturday. That's facebook.com/Small Business Saturday to join the initiative. Give a shout out to your favorite local stores, restaurants, and pledge to shop Small Business Saturday on November 26, 2011. Again, that's November 26, 2011, Small Business Saturday. You know, I am so excited about today's show. As many of our listeners know, we believe really in promoting a holistic point of view of wealth. You know, not only do we refer to the financial aspect, but we always talk about and support, because we believe there's a direct correlation between our mental and physical health to our wealth. So today's expert is truly documented in this area. She is literally a genius and a second generation naturopathic doctor. You know, this is really not a fad for her. She's lived this all of her life, and I'm very pleased and so excited to announce our special guest today is none other than Dr. Julissa Hernandez Guzman, who is out of New York. So please, you know what to do right now. You've got to go call everybody, tweet them, Facebook them, tell them that we have a phenomenal show for you today. If you're stressed out, you're trying to figure out what's going on with your body, you're trying to make a connection, not connecting the dots, feeling like you just can't put your finger on it, I promise you today's information will be so empowering. Tell everybody you know to call right now, 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. And you can listen live also right now at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's WealthySistersRadio, S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySistersRadio.com. And you can catch this show and a lot of our other powerful shows as well right there. Remember to follow us on Facebook so you can stay in the loop. Follow us on Twitter. We're always right there waiting on you. We can answer any questions you might have, and that's at Wealthy Sisters, Facebook, Wealthy Sisters, Twitter, at Wealthy Sisters as well. And I tell you, if you're logging in on the Blog Talk Network, remember to follow us so you can get a reminder of the show. Now, you know, I'm just so amazed by this phenomenal, phenomenal doctor's background. I mean, she is just such a genius, so intelligent. And you may have heard of her. She's as a recurring natural health expert on the Michael Bazin Show. Dr. Julissa, as she is called, has been practicing naturopathic holistic medicine. And I need the correct pronunciation of this. Fluorology, I know she's going to help me with that one, herbology and iridology for over 15 years. She has appeared weekly on Channel 47, Telemundo, on a health segment on the Latinos, LUDA. She's fluent in three languages, Spanish, English, and French, and she travels all over teaching and training on how to become better or have better health and to be well. For the past 15 years, Dr. Julissa has also been a top trainer and teacher with Nature Sunshine. And in 2009, she was recognized as the youngest female national manager in history. Wow, that's incredible. In 2006, she was the youngest recipient of the awards that they gave out, which was, I mean, just powerful there. So I'm not going to hold her from you any longer. We're going to take a short break. And I am so pleased to welcome to our show Dr. Julissa. So after this short commercial break, you will hear from none other than Dr. Julissa.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting dfstrategies.com. That's dfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategy.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure-earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
That's right, we're live on Wealthy Sisters. I want to welcome everybody who's tuning in all around the globe. We have a powerful show for you today. So excited to have everybody on the line in our chat room once again. And you know the people who really, really been complaining about their health. They're trying to figure out how to increase their wealth. Have them dial right now, 347-838-9278. 347-838-9278, and you can also listen live at WealthySistersRadio.com. Our very, very special guest today is affectionately known as Dr. Julissa, and I am so proud and so excited to say hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters.
Hello, Deborah. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, it's such an honor to have you on our show. Thank you for taking the time out for us.
Always, anything to be able to spread the word of natural health out there, and I can say that I'm truly honored that I was asked to be on the program today. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes. Well, we know that you have a powerful practice there in New York City. I mean, you're not just around the corner. You're in a beautiful location as well. So we know that you also grew up around this whole world of natural medicine. So would you mind just sharing a little bit with us about your background and how you were able to get started in this field?
Well, I can tell you that I can actually say I've been living natural medicine my entire life. It's something that I saw in my home, in the family around me. It's something that I felt passionate about when I would see people's faces when they would come back after their tale of recounting how they're walking much better, feeling much better, ladies sleeping much better, I don't have hot flashes any longer. Those types of things were things that I heard when I was young around my home. And
you didn't know what the hot flashes were, huh?
No, but all I... Exactly. But I saw the look on these people's faces, and it's something that really touched me. I wanted to be able to bring that out of people as well. I'm following in the footsteps of my mother as well, who also is a naturopath, and I just grabbed that and flew because it's something that I feel deep within my roots. I know that I was born to do this and inform others of the options that they have, how they can better their health in a natural manner without side effects and so on. So I can try to really be proud enough to say that I want to be the one female that is out there bringing certain information to others that sometimes I've even been attacked for, but it's because I feel that it shouldn't be kept a secret. I feel that we, mm-hmm. even though we are minorities, should know that we have certain options, not only the subjection to taking medication for the rest of our lives. It's just not necessary. So that's what I'm here to do.
That belief is, it can really be such a challenge for us all to embrace, mm-hmm. that you're literally saying we don't have to take this medicine that's been prescribed to us for the rest of our lives. Why is that? I mean, how can you boldly make that statement?
Well, let's consider, for example, blood pressure medication, whether it's Diovan, Atenolol, Norvasc, Lisinopril, HCTZ, hydrocortisone, all these medications that, for example, are given for high blood pressure. Why not suggest? And what I'm noticing is that many conventional doctors are doing that. Please understand me that it's not that we're negating conventional medicine altogether, and I'll go into that in a moment, but why not suggest to the patient, well, you can change your diet. You can alter your foods, bring down the amount of salt that you're using on your foods. Let's lose some weight. Let's make these changes to try to incorporate a better metabolism so that the blood pressure can come down. Let's strengthen the kidneys, which a lot of people don't relate to high blood pressure. First of all, there's no such thing as high blood pressure, only really weak kidneys, which is one thing we learn in naturopathy. So if you know that there are these options, why subject or give the fear to a person that they won't be able to function without that medication from that day on. And they have options. I'm a little old-fashioned in some of the things that I do. Again, because I've been seeing this for so long, I do bring in the very modern with some of my old-fashioned teaching. So there's garlic, but there's also other sort of supplements that can help to balance things out. To be told that you have to take Synthroid, for example, for thyroid imbalances. Not true. Let's bring in more iodine-rich foods. Let's eat more well-cooked fish. Let's eat more sea greens to balance that out. It's just deficiencies. The body knows how to heal itself. We just have to feed it what it needs so that it can do that.
Wow. Now you brought up so much there, and you said it's just deficiencies. And I love the key word that you said, the body knows how to heal itself.
Yes.
The body knows how to heal itself. So I don't know. Maybe I'm stretching. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't even talk about this. But what about, this whole list of immunization shots from birth? If you're saying the body knows how to heal itself, are those necessary? Or, I mean, what should we educate ourselves on? Or are there options, as you say, regarding that?
As far as the immunizations, the one fear that a lot of parents have nowadays is, for example, the autism that we're seeing on a huge rise among our children.
Right.
Why inject your body with a disease? Why inject into your body a virus? First of all, why are we seeing so many of these diseases today that didn't even exist as little as 15, 20 years ago, let's say. So if you give the body what it needs, it will be able to fight viral invasion. Just think that no one has the flu forever. And that is a virus as well. The problem is that our immune systems are so subjected to environmental toxins that we're exposed to, the toxins in our foods, whether it's antibiotics, whether it's the hormones, whether it's GMOs, genetically modified organisms, all of these things compromise our immune system and then makes the public think that our bodies really can't fight these things. And we have to remember that, yes, there are things on our earth that help to feed that type of deficiency. I believe that with every stage of new diseases, new ailments that we're seeing, there is something that we find, there's something that we do bring to the light that helps the body to heal itself and fight against that disease or ailment. So,
well, what are some things that we can really do to strengthen our immune system, since the immune system is the way our body was designed to fight off all types of concerns or diseases, is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The main supplements that I love to, for example, work with that I would use, for example, in people that are suffering from viral problems, whether it's HPV, human papillomavirus, to HIV, to herpes, to even recurrent influenza virus, the flu, and so on. I love to use Chinese medicine. Chinese herbs are wonderful for balancing the body and bringing it to that almost perfect optimum health balance that we all need. We're talking about medicine that started over 5,000 years ago. Let me tell you, they know what they're doing. they definitely do. You can incorporate the main supplements, for example, that I would use, something like a VSC, is a viral immune formula, something that was specifically developed in the 1980s by a Chinese doctor that was specifically formulated to help the body fight off the herpes virus invasion into the body. So conventional medicine says that many of these things can't be cured. The body has to be given what it needs to help it do that on its own. when we talk about our immune system, it's our bodyguard, okay? It works proactively to protect and shield us from anything in the world. So in today's world, the reason why it is low is definitely poor diet and nutrition, you know. The other big factors, if I may, for those of you that have used prolonged antibiotics, you know that a lot of these diseases are now resistant to antibiotics. You know, when we think of MRSA, that flesh-eating bacteria, the antibiotics can't deal with that any longer. You would want to use other types of things, things like a type of silver shield and so on. Steroid drugs also compromise our immune systems. Let's talk about our kids that are using, you know, albuterol for asthma. All of that compromises their immune system in the first place. Recreational drugs and so on. Staph infections that are treated with certain types of drugs also compromise our immune system. Candida yeast infections, all of these things are because of that. So, giving the body what it needs to fight those things off. It can do that. There's a reason why we are seeing certain diseases now that we weren't seeing back then. So.
Now, when you talk about, I know you mentioned asthma, and I was just having a conversation with someone a couple of days ago, and they were like, oh, it's okay, it's that time of the year. You know, this time of the year, I always suffer through allergies, or I have that. That seems to be a big challenge with people going through challenges with that, and there are a lot of, you know, over-the-counter prescriptions or not over-the-counter or, you know, what, yes, over-the-counter and maybe something that's been prescribed to them as well. But what are some of the common things that we can do to counteract that? And can someone, are you saying someone does not have to live with all of those, you know, sinus medications that they feel like they have to live with?
Of course. My patients and clients will be able to tell you.
You're like, when they, yes, of course, I'm saying this.
You know, they're the proof themselves. You know, they don't have to live on Allegra forever or whatever it may be now. You know, certain changes that definitely need to be made in the American diet, for example, a lot of those processed foods, you know, the sugars, dairy. Dairy is a big contributor to also a lot of these allergy problems. But I'm quoting Frank Meese when I say that all allergies are related to a toxic overloaded liver. Okay, and I'm talking everything from allergic to cats, allergic to peanuts, allergic to dogs, allergic to shrimp, all types
I've
of allergies.
I've never heard of all these allergies today. You know, now it's just, it's, I can't do this, and I can't, I mean, I'm just like, I don't understand how we can be allergic to something natural. Now, I'm not saying that people aren't, but I'm just, I'm trying to process it, how my sister said she can't eat bananas now, and I'm like, that's a natural fruit. How can you not eat bananas now? But can you, you know, explain how that works? You're saying it's relating to some type of toxicity in our liver?
Yes. Yes, all allergies are related to a congested, overloaded, and toxic liver. And being on top of that chemical plant of our body is the main way to be able to fight that sort of invasion or better yet, that sort of immune response off. To hear that people are even allergic to strawberries and things of that sort. A lot of the time, though, you have to consider that if the liver is the chemical plant and you're bringing in chemicals like the pesticides that they're spraying onto the fruits and the vegetables that we're eating nowadays, it can overload that liver. And, of course, then there's going to become a point where it's so congested, it's going to reject immediately. Mm-hmm. It'll show the body that it wants to reject that. Things like milk thistle, a liver cleansing supplement that I utilize with most of my allergy sufferers, they can tell you whether it's also estrogen dominance. Hormonal imbalances can also cause some allergic reactions as well. So allergies to food, the best thing to do is a short, very quick, very I would say, concentrated colon cleanse, because we have to irrigate the colon of a lot of those allergens, okay?
Sluggish
thyroid, a lot of people are not considering that the thyroid, that master of metabolism, is really also something that needs to be in balance when we're dealing with allergy problems of that sort, especially food allergies.
Wow. So how often should we look at doing a colonic or cleansing our colon? Or is there a certain time, you know, a schedule that we should do or live by on that?
I didn't say per se colonic.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And I really want my listeners to understand that it's not something so much that we so much practice in naturopathy. Not all people that perform colonics do it the same way. You just have to be wary that in that case you want to consider that the person do a scan of the colon. If they're going to perform a colonic, you want them to be sure that there are no polyps. And I'm sure many of our listeners have heard that word before. I'm sure you've heard that. Diverticulitis, that, you know, you want to make sure that there aren't any of those issues there, so that when they perform the colonic, nothing is perforated and the person doesn't hemorrhage in blood. The true way that we do cleansing and naturopathy is from the mouth and out. In other words, I use supplements, herbs, programs to do colon cleansing. And that's something that, to prevent disease, I recommend every 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months. Now, you said diverticulitis. Was that the correct word that, I hear you say?
I've heard that before.
What is that?
Yeah, those are sacs that form in the lining of the colon. I bet many of our people, many of your listeners here today have heard, you know, after they've gone to get a colonoscopy, oh, they told me I have diverticulitis. Well, those little sacs that form in the lining of the colon that seep and hang, kind of like water balloons, think of that, in the lining of the colon, that are filled with fecal matter, that are filled with parasites, the eggs that they leave behind, also that accumulated fecal matter and toxins. And if those tend to perforate, the person can hemorrhage in blood. You have to be wary of that. The person with diverticulitis can't eat, at least until we bring down that inflammation and correct that. Can't eat nuts, shouldn't eat seeds. Anything with a shell, pretty much, or a skin, pretty much, that can get caught between the diverticulitis and between those little sacs, because they can perforate. So,
Wow, this is totally amazing when we look at the body and how it's designed, like you said, to heal ourselves, and if we just take the time to be more educated. Now, I know you train and you teach. You have been named one of the youngest national managers with the company. You represent Nature Sunshine as far as their line of products. Tell us a little bit more about your seminars and the training that you do. I know many of our listeners have heard you also for the past 7 years on the Michael Bazin show. Tell us a little bit more about your training platform and how we can become more educated on our bodies. It's a shame we don't learn about this like this in school, you know. While we're dissecting the frog, I really like to learn a little bit more about what my body is doing and the purpose of it.
Exactly. I love to do webinars, and I do post up the links of webinars on the most prevalent topics that I find are concerning people today. I also do live classes here in the building where I'm located in Midtown, New York. I do them for free. I train what we call managers, in other words, other people that I train to help others with natural health. Of course, anyone that is interested in doing that as well, please feel free that they also can contact me. And I also do a lot of health events for my also managers and members if they require me to attend the church event that they'd like for me to participate in, whether it's schools and so on. I'm always going to make myself available because that's my desire. My mission is to be able to do everything in my power to help all those with natural health. And when you mention a national manager, that is a person who has been able to help more than 100 people to help others with natural health and produce an income of over $1,000 per month. So over 100 people in my beautiful Nature Sunshine family, what I call my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so on. That's something I love to do. Here in my, and I do it in Spanish and in English. I've had my Haitian managers or members as well. So, of course, I do bring French, which I also speak as well in that. And it gives me a very large array of people to be able to work with. That is my desire always. And people, apart from the fact that they want health, they want money. Let's be blunt about
it. Right.
They've come to me and told it to me just that way. And
that's
been
right.
That blunt.
That's right.
It's true. It's true. They've been that blunt with me. So let's understand that you don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to take years and years of classes to help others with their health. Okay, there are easy tools that I train my members and managers in so that they can continue the process and become independent or use this as part-time. And that's my goal as well. I love to see the smiles on their faces as well when they know that they're paying their bills and that they have enough money, vacation here, vacation there. You know, if you've been to my Facebook, you can see so many pictures of events where I've traveled with my managers, whether it's cruises to everywhere in the world, from Turkey to Italy, you know, to Dominican Republic, to Mexico. I mean, all over. And they come with me, and they're compensated that way. And it's just helping people all around, health and wealth,
wow,
all at once.
Wow. That is so good. And, you know, a lot of people have a problem with that word wealth. They do. And I've heard several, you know, I love leadership and development, and I've heard several people say that, you know, literally a person that has a problem with that word is just uncomfortable because they're in a situation where they don't have the wealth. And a lot of times when you make a decision to create wealth, you have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice time. You have to sacrifice things you would, you know, what the masses are doing. And it takes discipline to do that. And when people see other individuals stretch beyond, I love what one of my favorite books, The Science of Getting Rich, with Wallace Wattles, and he talks about, you know, it is our right, it is our duty, you know, to increase. It's the natural form of law to want to increase in every area of our lives. So it's important. It is important. And when we don't have great wealth, have you seen some correlation between the health?
Exactly.
<with that?
laughs> Exactly. And we're not saying that you know, money is everything. But what people don't understand is that wealth is not just the actual monetary aspect. You know,
right.
It's true. You won't be able to enjoy the monetary part if there is no health. So that's why I really love what I do, because I'm covering both bases.
You're covering it all.
I'm trying. I'm really trying to cover it all, you know. But wealth is happiness, knowing that you're able to feed family members as you want to. You're able to purchase clothing on their back the way you'd like. There are charities that, for example, I donate money to, which is the St. Jude's Children's Hospital and Little Sunshine Heroes that build schools for children in Africa. And so knowing that I can contribute to things like that, knowing that I can contribute to research that along with natural, you know, St. Jude's is able to also incorporate some of those things in there as well, but to help children be able to overcome cancer, not focusing on the disease, but focusing on health, knowing that you can do all these things. I'm of Dominican Republic descent. I was born here in New York in the heart of the Bronx, but I still have some family members in Dominican Republic, and my desire is to build a school in what we call Guaricanos Villamella in Dominican Republic, and I am going to realize that dream. That is another one of the things that I want to realize. I can't do it if I don't have the money to do it. And there's no way to do those things without that. By helping others, I know that that can be achieved. So
Most definitely. Zig Ziglar says you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want by default. It's so true. So our special guest, if you've just tuned in today, is none other than Dr. Julissa. And we are just so honored to have her on the show today. Dr. Julissa, would you like to take a few questions from our audience today?
Please, yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course,
well, we're going to take a short break. We'll come right back. If you have a question, please dial 347-838-9278 and press 1. If you're in the chat room, just let us know what your question is there. Also, Dr. Julissa, when we get back from the break, I really want to learn more about the studies and the different areas of naturopathic medicine that you practice. So we come right back. We'll learn more, all those great details, and become better educated so we can really, really go out and learn how to take care of ourselves. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
Hi there, this is Bill Lee. I'm a voice talent and I want to work for you. Just email me at bill@billlee.net.
For God so loved the world. We've probably all heard the start to this verse, but what does it really mean in our daily lives?
At FedEx, we understand you want a partner who can help you go global. That's why FedEx delivers next business day by 10:30 a.m. from more major international cities than any other express carrier. FedEx, another day, another dollar saved.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
Hello, and we're live back on Wealthy Sisters. Our special guest today is none other than Dr. Julissa Hernandez Guzman, better known as Dr. Julissa. We're so happy to have her on the show today. I want to thank her for all the powerful information she's sharing. If you have questions, she's going to be able to answer some of your questions. Dial 347-838-9278. Press 1 so that we know that you have a question. If you're in a chat room, let us know. You can just type it there, and we'll open up the lines for your question there as well. So, Dr. Julissa, we were just learning more about the whole practice that you offer. Can you share with us, we talked a little bit about stress and our life and all of that. Give us a little bit more information on some of the studies that you practice. I know I butchered the word in your intro, but what is the science or the study of, is it sclerology?
eye, and iridology, the study of the iris of the eye, to find deficiencies in the body, imbalances, and genetic tendencies for challenges and strengths. I use a computerized camera and program to be able to determine where these deficiencies lie, and compare also every 2 to 3 months with my patients, left iris with left, right with right, to see where the challenges have diminished, that there is more strength in a certain system, everything from nervous to glandular, to lymphatic system, circulatory system, structural, bones, joints, muscular, and so on.
That's amazing. And you've been doing this for over 15 years in your practice. Tell us where your practice is located and how people can get in contact with you as well.
Oh, yes, of course. I am located, for those who know, New York City and Midtown New York, Macy's Day Parade, what you see on TV on Thanksgiving. I'm around the corner from Macy's on West 34th Street, and the address is 469 7th Avenue, Suite 211, between West 35th and West 36th Street, in the heart of Midtown Manhattan. The number here is 212-923-6366.
All right, wonderful. It looks like we have a caller that has a question for you from area code 206. State your name, say hi, and welcome to our guest today, Ms. Dr. Julissa. Hello?
Sorry, hi. My name is Shannon.
Hi, state your name. Yes.
Calling from Seattle. I was recently diagnosed with autoimmune sarcoid, and medically there wasn't a lot of answers for me. I was then referred to a naturopath, and since then, just kind of listening to the show, it just kind of goes along the same lines as what I've learned through the naturopath, is that the body really possesses everything it needs to heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
The question that I have, though, is the cost. It's really expensive to see a naturopath. So when we're talking about people in our community changing the way they you know, their outlook on health, or, you know, how they prevent certain things, it's really about money. That is the bottom line for most people. Is there any suggestions?
May I now? Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My patients use with their employers what is called FSA, flexible spending accounts. So their jobs reimburse them for what they spend here. Another thing is I try to maintain myself very accessible to everyone's pocket. And for 14 years, I even take food stamps. I do because I have to help my people in any way that I can, and I I'm able to give them their certain shakes and so on, because they are a meal replacement.
Mm-hmm.
They're considered food. My patients are able to utilize their EBT cards here. I accept every type of credit card, but most importantly, the jobs and employers are now realizing that people are not inclined to want to use conventional medical drugs to help their bodies. They want to go the natural, wellness route, and that is why they've put these accounts, I would say, in place. So all my patients do is, I report it to my FSA, I give them the receipt, and they send it in, and they get reimbursed. I don't know if your job offers that.
Yeah.
Wow,
flexible
spending account. I didn't know that.
Right. I'm sorry, I didn't say it out loud. I didn't say the entire word. Yeah, the flexible spending accounts. That's what my patients use. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I use that as well. However, I exhausted that fund rather quickly, being that I was new. I was a new patient, so I had to start a pretty a pretty hard regimen at first, you know, with a lot of the supplements and the natural herbs. And again, I had to be, it was very specific where I purchased those from due to the content of the herb, you know, versus going to, say, a local nutrition store that may have, you know, a different product. So now I go to, like, Bastyr. Bastyr is one of the universities here in Washington State that focuses on holistic and naturopathic medicines. And so it was pretty rigid at first, very rigid, very expensive. I've narrowed it down since then, but I still focus on, you know, the probiotics, which for me I use, like, a HLC high potency and, like, Pro-DHA. So those things are, you know, those are the two main components. I use the, it's like a black licorice extract.
What I do also always offer to my patients, and they know that they have this option as well. Many of my patients would come in for their consult and then order their supplements. Either we would order it for them here, and they would get it delivered to their home via UPS, or they would order it on the internet. And on the website, they're able to sign up as a free member and obtain supplements through my website between 30 to 45% off. And they do not have to pay retail. That is a free membership. They do not have to pay for being a member. So that is an option that I always, or that is always there. I don't know why some people shy away from becoming members or whatever it may be, but I can tell you that a large amount of my patients are members, and they come in for their consult. Okay, I need you to get this, and they order it, and they get it at member discount. If you do visit my site, and I'll give that number later, you're able to see the exact difference between something that you would purchase, let's say $45.95, instead of paying $68.95. Oh, yeah, I try to help my people out as best I can.
As best you can, but right now it's just the way that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's the way that we've been conditioned, I know, to, I mean, because when you look at pharmaceutical drugs, they are really, really more expensive than other countries, you know, here. It's just that we just have to lobby more for insurances to cover that, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some great tips that you shared. It looks like we have another question. Thank you so much for calling in.
If I may also add something else to that, Deborah, do keep in mind that you want to be wary of the supplements that you do utilize. We don't want you to think that a vitamin E, just any type that is purchased, let's say at a regular
grocery store,
right? Dwayne Reed, Trader Joe's, even our large chains like Costco's or whatever it may be. You know, you want to consider that these be pure and natural. The supplements that, for example, most healthcare practitioners and myself utilize with our patients, the line of Nature Sunshine, for example, was the first to encapsulate herbs, and these are specific formulated formulations that that is not carried by other lines. You want to make sure that they don't have animal fat. You want to be sure that it doesn't contain animal derivatives like pork. You want to be sure that it doesn't contain synthetics, that it's a D-alpha, for example, vitamin E oil, and not a DL-alpha. So all of that should be taken into consideration, you know, when you want to better your health using pure natural supplements. And again, try to see if, I would say to the young lady that called, try to see if her doctor or whoever is treating her now offers the opportunity to be able to obtain the supplements at what's called a member cost. I don't know if they do that, so.
Okay. Wonderful. Great advice. Mm-hmm. Another question here coming from area code 562. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from. You're live.
Hi, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, hello, my name is Jeanette. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jeanette. Go ahead, dear. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orange County, California.
Awesome. We got the West Coast live and up with us this morning for you there. Say hello to Dr. Jaleesa and go ahead quickly with your question.
Oh, well, my question is I was just told that my iron is very low, and I am taking 325 milligrams of iron, and I was also told to eat more red meat. I'm not a red meat eater. However, the doctor did recommend that because of my iron being so low and hemoglobin. It's been about 2 months, and since I've been taking iron, I've noticed a big difference. However, I don't want to continue to have to take it. Do you have any other suggestions for an anemic person, someone who's anemic?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Please know that iron deficiency is not just something that happened with no reason, okay? First of all,
mm-hmm.
Over 20% of American women suffer from iron deficiency anemia, and you have to consider parasites as one of the contributors to that malady, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Even if you do have, yes, the heavy periods and so on, please know that parasite presence also causes a lot of that. So my recommendation to use something that is going to help with taking care of those flukes and worms, and also then building the body, building the blood with that iron. Ferrous sulfate, the iron that you're taking, is extremely constipating and will cause issues of the intestinal system later. You don't want to go a whole day even without having a bowel movement, and that's a problem. You're definitely feeling the energy now, but as soon as you stop using the iron, if you don't use something to help correct the cause, it's just going to go low again, and you should never be on ferrous sulfate for good. My recommendation is using what I usually give is Blood Build. It's a Chinese supplement that I love to use with my patients with that sort of a problem, along with parasite cleansing supplements like Para Cleanse. That's something that you would want to utilize. Bringing in more greens into the diet as well, and the red meat is not something that I would recommend to increase to the point, you know, where maybe they're telling you. Just know that it takes about 2 to 3 days for you to digest red meat in the first place. And again, we're talking about causing weakness or issues of the bowel. So.
Mm-hmm. Is chewing ice, you know, I hear they say that all the time, oh, you love ice. Is that really a sign of iron deficiency as well? Or
parasite presence.
Parasite presence. Yeah.
Parasite presence as well. Yeah. There are a few. That's a good one, and it's almost like an old grandma thing that they teach us. You know, you know, back in the day they used to say that as well. That if you're eating ice, and that's not just the iron, but also, in at least in my country, it's that there must be parasites. If the person grinds teeth when they're sleeping, if they feel that they constantly have to be crunching something hard, the body feels uneasy when there's a presence
mm-hmm.
of parasites. It's almost like an unrestful internal feeling. And it all goes along with it. We're talking about something that's feeding off of you. And, you know, you're the host. They're you know, living off of your blood, and that's why it
mm-hmm.
becomes also very low.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, are they able to get this ParaCleanse? Is this something that Nature Sunshine has on your site there as well, and the blood build? Or how can
yes.
someone get that? Or do they need to be seen first before they take it? Or
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
It is definitely on my site, and we're talking about the ParaCleanse is a 10-day cleanse. Now, if you're a chronic anemic, it gets better, it gets worse. I always recommend in those cases that they do three cycles of, for example, the paracleanse. And I know I'm going to get a little graphic, and I'm kind of famous for being a little blunt. and you know, in my presentations, putting nasty pictures and giving nasty images. And you know, it's the best way to be blunt and scare them to the point where they, you know, there you go. So when you do the paracleanse, if you're a chronic anemic, do three cycles. You should not see the parasites. In other words, when you're having bowel movements come out alive, no, this is not going to cause the runs or anything. But if you tend to see in your stool little white granules, almost like rice embedded in your stool, and yes, we should always look at the toilet when we go. Yes. Okay. If you see little white granules, those are worms. If you see a thready presence, almost like threads, kind of wrapped in the stool and the fecal matter after you have a bowel movement, those are parasites and worms as well. If you see little dark green balls, little dark black balls embedded in the stool, those are the eggs that they leave behind. And for those that, you know how, you know, certain rural cities are, it's like killing roaches. That's why I always recommend three cycles of that, because they leave eggs behind. You know, so you want to do that. And it's only a 10-day cleanse each time. So we're talking 30 days. And that's the maximum that I would recommend, and using it along with the blood build. You feel more energy at the same time that you're doing that. And all that is on my site on drjulisa.com, drjulisa.com.
Oh, right. Drjulisa.com, so they're able to click that. And what link will they click on? Is that the what is it called for your product line?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, what products.
Okay, the tab. Okay, great. Give us your information again as well, where they can find you in New York, because I've had a couple in the chat room said they were going to come see you there in New York.
Okay, great. The address is 469 7th Avenue between West 35th and West 36th Street, Suite 211, New York, New York. 10018 is literally around the corner from Macy's on West 34th Street. And for people taking buses in, right to Penn Station, those taking trains, right to Penn Station, everyone can get here very quickly, and it's very convenient. The
Wonderful.
Website, uh-huh. The phone number is 212-923-6366. And the website is drjulisa.com, drjulisa.com. I also have a blog where I publish articles just to inform my my people more on what they can do and what options they have as far as their health. And it's drjulisablog.com. For those that are fans of the Michael Basedin show, you can go to basedinlive.com and go to the Pod Center, and you can listen to all the podcasts and shows that I've done this year with Mr. Basedin. And the Facebook page is also on the blog. You can please become my friend and so on, and you'll receive constant Twitter updates on natural health tips. And any questions that you have, please send me on Facebook messages.
All right. Awesome. So you are on Facebook. You are on Twitter. She is available. You heard it. You learned about the flexible spending account today. So that is a great option for those of you guys who have the insurance as well. We have 2 minutes left. So in 60 seconds, what would you like to leave our audience with today, Dr. Julisa?
Please love your bodies. Please know that you have options. Please know that you can do whatever you want with your bodies, and never allow yourself to feel frightened that you have no options to you. Consider always that natural medicine can help, Let's not negate conventional medicine altogether. Please do not misunderstand me. God forbid we get in an accident. Please take me to, you know, the hospital. Do what you have to put me back together. But as we know it in the realm of naturopathy, conventional medicine is wonderful, but it is tragic medicine. It is for the moment, but it does not prevent or help the body cure or help the body heal itself. I would love for us to know how to combine both, because both must exist. And that's my mission also, to help everyone achieve optimum health as best they can.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we really are just so grateful to have had you on our show today, and the wealth of information is just been incredible. Thank you. You know, and I love the fact that you said we are not negating any of the Western or traditional medicine. We, you know, both must coexist, and the whole point here that you're saying is we have options. We have options. We have options, so don't always take things as final and that we don't have options. Ask questions, take responsibilities for our health, and not just to be fed information just because they said so. We have options. So wonderful, wonderful. Well, you can find Dr. Julissa at drjulissa.com. That's drjulissa.com. Want you to tune in next week. And again, thank you for tuning in today to all our listeners and those in the chat room as well. Our very special guest next week is going to be Miss Sandra D. Robinson. She is an actress and the founder and media trainer of Charisma on Camera. So those of you all are making those videos out there, you're connecting with your customers and looking for more customers, she teaches you how to have that charisma on camera and make that impact. So tune in next week for that show. Again, thank you. Don't forget to support Small Business Saturday on November 26th. And we also will have a special announcement, woo, about the Winter Summit next week. So stay tuned. Again, thank you. Deborah Hartnett signing out. Have a wonderful day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.